Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Noah had the best story in the Bible because it had an ark.
Woo, Bible Dad. Woo.
Lore Boys here. Welcome to the 31st episode. And I am here. My name is James Miller. I'm joined with
Peter O'Donnell here.
And
hey, I'm Ethan Palmer.
The Fiery Blonde.
Is it 31?
Something like that.
33.
Oh, it's 33?
33. You've been saying you said 30 last episode. It was 32 last episode.
Fuck.
I went through each of our episodes. I scrubbed them
all. Because some people are counting the nights and some people aren't counting the nights. But
non-nights.
They're all episodes.
Non-nights. 32 non-nights.
Oh, what? Okay,
you didn't count the one night, which I did count, which was the Warframe one. This is unimportant and irrelevant.
Welcome to the 35th episode.
Yeah. Wow.
We're old enough to drink now.
Yeah, the 30X episode.
Yeah, it's like Mega Man. It's Lore Boys episode 20XX. Yeah.
We're recording a little earlier in the day today because I'm going to go get myself a couch later so we can have a nicer setup in the studio, also known as my apartment.
I don't need to sit on the floor anymore.
Yeah.
I'm hungover as fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is St. Patrick's there.
Peter's
Peter
like
the only
sitting,
one who drank.
Peter's pretty much sitting on the floor with my dog right now.
Yeah.
Recording.
I'm waiting. Is it afternoon yet? Can I start drinking again?
No one's judged you here.
With the name O'Donohue, you can drink whenever you want on St. Patrick's
Day.
Like, that's got to be a rule.
Wearing a green Jameson bandana.
I sure am.
He's the only one wearing green, so we got to kiss him later. Yeah. That's how that works. Right?
On the mouth.
Yeah. Say that like we don't after every
episode. Good show, boys. Good show. Kisses all around.
Yeah, kisses.
That was a particularly good one. A little bit of tongue this time.
Yeah.
So the boys don't know what we're talking about today.
I
thought I'd do a little bit of a meandering intro, and we'll land on what we're talking about today. It's a game that I have played in its entirety, a game that I really like, and a game I think that everyone else will like too. You already probably know what the episode's about because of the title. But Ethan and Peter do not.
And the artwork.
Is that dramatic irony whenever the listeners know and you don't?
Yes.
We're being dramatically cucked right now.
Well, you downloaded the episode because you wanted to hear about this. You saw the artwork on Facebook and on WordPress, and the only two people who don't know at present are Ethan and I.
We're getting cucked by our listeners.
Fuck.
Dude. Okay, wait, can I just say, I have an idea. Before you even say anything, I have an idea of what it might be, but go ahead.
Okay.
I have a guess, too.
If I had a pen, I'd write it down, but I'll be honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Go.
So imagine a sprawling city with amazing architecture, a city that is home to some of the most advanced medical knowledge anywhere in the world.
Okay, I was wrong.
I was wrong.
You might not be wrong. This is surprising to me. One day, a plague affected the city, which turned its citizens aggressive to strangers and later even to beasts. The city is Yharnam.
Oh,
cool.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
I know what it is.
Say it.
Bloodborne.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I was going to guess Spyro the Dragon.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to guess Horizon Zero Dawn.
That would have been a good guess.
A city, because you were like, oh, I played the shit out of it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. And then you're just like, a city? I was like, all right, because I don't know the past of the game. With the most advanced medicine, I was like, I'm way the fuck off.
Yeah.
Bloodborne? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is our first Souls episode.
Our first real one, yeah.
Nice.
First
real one,
Well, first one without spiders and technical issues. And
it's getting
not
deleted.
5.5 hours
Yeah,
long.
Exactly.
Yeah. You start off in Yosefka's clinic at the beginning of the game. This is, by the way, there's no real spoilers in this episode. It just gives context to the whole game. A lot of it I didn't know, and I've played through most of New Game Plus.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, the story in Souls games, I think we established a couple episodes ago, is meaningless.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's not really spoilers. It's like, here you go. You never would have got this.
Exactly.
Just playing through the game.
Did you not read the descriptions on your Blood Echoes?
So it's basically going to be just explaining a little bit. This episode I'm going to be talking about some of the people, some of the layout, the events leading up to why Yharnam is in the state that it's in, A lot of stuff that just gives context to the game and will take away zero from the gameplay. We'll probably even add something to it because we have context of why these crazy villagers are attacking you.
Yeah. Rad. I mean, if, now that you know how the threaded cane was made, you can just like feel way cooler when you use it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What is this blood moon orgy happening in this city?
Like, yeah. So you start off on Yusefka's operating table. And the reason for this is you're given... the beginning of the game, you wake up off an operating table and you start fighting things. The reason for this is you were given a blood transfusion that actually blurred your perception of between reality and this nightmare that you're now in.
They gave you demon's blood.
Yeah.
So do they give you... Are you, like, as a hunter in that game? Because I played, well, like, if you watch the stream, I played, like, 5.5 hours of it with Nick. Are you filled with alien blood?
You are given different blood, yes.
Okay.
Blood is very popular in Yharnam. Most drinks that are popular, even more so than alcohol drinks, are blood-infused drinks.
My kind of people.
This is... I'll get more into it.
Blood and whiskey, baby.
There's... there's something called the Healing Church.
I love a Bloody Mary.
And yeah. No alcohol, though. Yeah.
A virgin Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
just blood.
Virgin exactly. Bloody Mary? Oh, come on, Jamie. Come on.
Tomato juice with a celery stick in it.
Yeah. Or so the Healing Church is the big... organization within this city.
Okay.
It pretty much rules the city, like it controls everything. It's the medical center, and they're all big on blood. They think blood can help you fix things, and
it's like real old world doctors.
You got a headache? We'll just put some alien blood in you. Yeah, it'll be fine.
You're sick?
You will literally never turn into a werewolf. Ever.
Yeah.
You're sick? Let's have these water-based slug monsters suck the bad blood out of you. Earth doctors, like,
people
200 years
that,
ago.
People still do that, right?
Yeah. It's largely debunked now, though, whereas in the past, it was real licensed doctors doing it.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, like, the old, this, like, meme that's going around now where it's, like, being an old-timey doctor must have been awesome. It's just, like, a guy sitting there with, like, a stethoscope listening to a guy on the table. It's like, y'all just drunk as fuck. It's just like, yeah, man, you got ghosts in your blood. You should do cocaine about
That's it. Your baby's teething? Give it rum.
You're teething? Get some rum.
So your only clear goal when you start off is that you need to clear the beasts from Yharnam to end this nightmare.
Yeah.
Context of that, there's none. You're just, they say go out and kill shit.
Well, you gotta do it. I mean, come on.
Yep. So,
if somebody gives you alien blood, you get destroy a nightmare. Like, that's...
Yeah, that's it.
A give. That's social etiquette. That's 101.
Like, no, it's pretty obvious, right? There's so within Yharnam there are hunters, right? Hunters in the hunt. Hunters are groups of warriors. They're dedicated to keeping their region safe by hunting down beasts or anything other than beasts, if that's the issue. Hunters are agile fighters armed with a trick weapon and a gun. So rather than shields like other Souls games, they rely on their agility and their guns as counters.
What are you, a bitch? You need a shield?
Yeah, come on.
I know the shield in Bloodborne's a joke weapon, basically, because it's just like a chunk of a picket fence that you can tie to your arm.
Yeah, and if any fire enemies attack it, then it lights on fire. And you're
really?
In trouble. Yeah, it's just a wooden plank, pretty much. Yeah,
that's a liability.
That's a cool detail.
Yeah. Also, I guess a side effect of your blood transfusion is that whenever you get attacked, your health bar goes down, but there's a red area from the health that you've lost, and anything you attack during that time, you take the health on.
I believe that game mechanic is called Rally.
Maybe, yeah.
I think so.
Sounds right.
It's really fucked.
If it's not called Rally, it's Loreboy's canon called Rally now, because that makes sense in my brain.
There you go.
It's believed that the Hunters started out as a branch of the Healing Church, which is the largest organization that I told you about. The first Hunter was Germain,
I think it's Germain.
Germain. He's in a wheelchair in the area you go to level yourself up.
Yeah.
If we have time, I'll go into him more, but he was the one who first made the first trick weapons and started the hunt.
But he wasn't the one that brought you back to life. That saved you.
No, it's a different guy with the top hat.
Yosef.
No, Yosefka's a woman, I think.
So, when you say bring you back to life, it's really unclear if that's the case.
Okay.
Because it says Hunter's Refuge is like an area within the dream or the nightmare, whenever you die, that you go to, and then you're sent back.
Okay.
It's like, I tried to look this up to get, like, a lot of clear details. Couldn't really find it.
Yeah, okay.
That is just, like, a place within the dream. It's like the dream's refuge or whatever, where you can go,
the Hunter's
rest
dream,
up, and
right?
go back out. Hunter's Dream is another name for it, yeah. So the church, like I said before, focused on healing by infusions of blood. Blood healing can even repair wounds, cure or hinder diseases, and the whole culture is focused on. So Yharnam is plagued by a disease which is turning its inhabitants into beasts. This is called the Scourge of the Beasts.
Okay.
Yeah, so the reason why in the first level, if you've ever seen it, there's a lot of townspeople who try and attack you.
Yeah.
Because they don't know you. The first symptoms of the Scourge of the Beast are attacking people who you don't know. So
it's like general paranoia.
Yeah, general paranoia, and like, hey, he's not from here. Also,
you're not from here. Yeah. Get out of here. What are you doing with this our town?
Yeah. Also,
what are you, a beast or something? Come on.
People I've also, just in general, before the Scourge of the Beast, tend to not like outsiders because outsiders see people of Yharnam as insane people because they're all drinking blood and having weird rituals and stuff.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Right?
And you are an outsider, and... I guess you don't think it's weird that people are drinking blood because you're using the blood vials as readily as the next guy, right?
Yeah, they're your well, yeah. But you, like, it's important to note at the beginning you're given a full blood transfusion,
yeah.
So maybe you only become reliant on this after the blood transfusion.
Yeah. It's just funny that you really really lean into it.
Yeah.
Some old guy's like, I saved your life. I gave you the blood of an alien. Now drink this. And you're just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the first hit's what? Free and the fucking Yusefka gets you addicted to
it. It gets you hooked. Yeah, exactly.
If you go back after a little bit of playing through the game, Yusefka will give you a special vial that heals you even more, too.
Oh, really?
So
that plays into
it gives
Yusefka.
You the stronger. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's just not working for you anymore. Here, homie, try this.
Yeah.
It's like you play a suburban mom who doesn't have a job and plays tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, those Percocets aren't doing it for you?
Yeah.
Maybe you've got to try some H.
Yeah, exactly.
The first level involves you going outside and fucking the pool boy.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, it's not literal, but it's there, metaphorically.
Yeah,
if you read between the lines, the first level is you fight. Who's the first boss again?
Cleric Beast. Cleric Beast is the first optional boss. The first actual boss is Father Gascoigne.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I fought the Cleric Beast on stream.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't have to.
No, okay. Yeah. Father Gascoigne, he's quite hard.
He's probably one of the bosses I had the most trouble with. Like a lot of Souls games, they're hard at the beginning, and then once you start to get your upgrades actually in the right places, and stuff.
And once
like
you get your rhythms down, too.
Yeah.
Once I started using the Kirk Hammer, I was pretty
Father Gascoigne, for anyone at home, is who hasn't played the games, he is a father. And
and a pool boy?
No.
And,
he's a father who is infected with lycanthropy, or the Scourge of the Beast.
Yeah.
And throughout the fight, he slowly becomes more and more into a giant werewolf. If you play his daughter's music box...
He goes crazy.
He actually stops fighting for a little bit. He kind of gets lulled into it. You can do that up to 3 times.
Okay.
Where he becomes vulnerable after you play that.
Okay.
So the easiest way to beat him is using his daughter's... music box.
Yeah. Also, I had some backseat gaming in this fight from the guy who owned the PS4 that I was using. Dodge into him. I was dodging away and kept getting my shit stomped in, and then in chat, he was like, yeah, dodge into his attacks,
mm-hmm.
and the second I started doing that, I beat him.
Yeah. It's, you fight him in a cemetery. There's also a really cheesy way to fight him where you can kind of lure him and jimmy him in between two tombstones.
You get stuck.
You kind of just range him, and you can beat him down. So I think the third stage.
She's all bosses, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Souls games are Kite City, man.
Yeah.
Just run around backwards.
Yeah. It's like the scorpion, the magma scorpion in the first game. You could get him to glitch through the wall and he just falls to his death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's in the Dark Souls game you're talking about.
Yeah, that's Dark Souls 1.
I had that happen in Dark Souls 3 one time where I hit an enemy hard enough with a knockdown attack. They went up, hit the corner of the ceiling in the wall, just vibrated, and then just disappeared through it, and then just died 5 minutes later.
Nice.
Yeah, so the Scourge of the Beast, it starts off, the early stages, they have lengthened canine teeth, they grow more hair, their arms and their legs lengthen, their spine hunches over, their face begins to elongate. This is werewolf.
Yeah, they turn into... dog-like. They kind of look like opossums, no?
They can, depending on what stage they're in.
Yeah.
Certain clergy will be infected more by this for whatever reason, from the healing of the church. I guess they mess around with more blood.
Yeah, they probably fucks with more blood, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, some of these church members are the bosses, and they become giant, hairy, ruthless beasts.
Yeah, Amelia, I know.
Yeah. Amelia, Vicar, there's a few of them. Yeah.
What are the symptoms of a bad blood transfusion?
Well, I don't think this stems from bad blood.
I was just wondering if hallucinations were one, because wouldn't that be wild?
Oh, well,
Father Gascoigne was a pool boy. His weapon was just a pool skimmer. and you killed this person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're hallucinating.
Oh, okay. So, like, the Hunter's Dream is actually the entire game. You're actually yeah. just, like, blasted
yeah.
on Percocet.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're,
yeah.
you're fighting.
Yeah. No, it's mentioned, like, in the lore that your view of reality and the nightmare is completely blurred. You may not be killing what you're thinking.
Oh,
killing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's I wonder, so maybe the artwork will be one of those, like, half and half images where it's, like, glasses on, glasses off, where you're, like, actually killing a pool boy.
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
stick.
Yeah. So, along with the physical transformation, there's a mental degradation. The first victim assumes that all people they don't know are hostile and will attack on sight, like I said before.
That's why they attack you, is because
yep.
they assume you're trying to kill them.
Yep. They become more and more savage and hostile until it can only stand to be exactly like others, like it's been around in its real life. And then its eyes start to change. It becomes more addicted to blood and reacts strangely to blood. And the ones that mess with more blood become crazier things. So, like I was saying, clerics become giant monsters.
Yeah.
And
they get hooked on meth. And
Gascoigne's, you know. Both his eyes are covered, right? From what I recall, he's got like the
yeah.
blindfold underneath his hat.
I remember the fight. I could not tell you the state of his eyes.
No?
No. I'm
sorry. Was the fight too action-packed? Did you get a
yeah.
close look at his face?
No, it was too easy. It took Jamie like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, man. No.
Just blasted yeah. through it. No
I
problem.
Quit the game the first time at Father Gascoigne, and only when I came back 3 months later was I able to beat him.
Have
and
you beat the game now?
Propelled all the way through the game. Yes, I have beat the game, yeah. Hmm. But Father Gascoigne was a big hurdle for me. The blood sickness seems to be only within Yharnam. So that means that hunters to take care of Yharnam usually come from outside Yharnam because the people who are already in Yharnam tend to be infected already.
Okay.
Now, are you going to cover where the blood came from?
Where the blood came from?
I know that.
Okay.
From other lore videos. Do you have
okay. So I'm not really going to cover on that. That
okay.
comes from the Great Ones, I believe.
Correct. Yeah.
But I will talk more about the Great Ones.
Sure,
but okay. There's going to be a lot of details that I left.
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
All right, so just a quick note, I guess, then, on the blood, because I watched a bunch of lore videos about this.
Sure.
I'm so fucking excited we're covering it now. The Great Ones are alien monsters from kind of another dimension, I think. And the people of the Healing Church found a Great One underneath Yharnam and then started using its blood because they were just like, it's probably magic.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
Yeah.
This is
and,
probably good for everyone.
Well, let's put this inside our bodies. Yeah, that was, yeah. And they're from an ancient civilization called the Thumerians.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I will be touching on the Thumerians and the Great Ones.
Yeah, that's a little detail. That's
yep.
why, that's where the blood came from.
Yep.
Is that where the Dovahkiin gets his power from, the Old One's blood? The Thumerians?
It's PT, so no.
What?
Thumerian is PTU. PTH.
Oh, Thumerian?
Thumerian.
Yeah.
It's Cthulhu
oh,
bullshit.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I tried.
Yeah.
shut down. Shut down. I tried. I put it out there.
Yeah.
Shut down. It's cool. It's cool.
Listen to this episode with subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. There are dungeons within Bloodborne that you go, they require chalices of the Great Ones, and you go deeper and deeper. It's like a dungeon crawler, usually with 3 levels, and then you fight a monster or a Great One every 3 levels
deep. There's a couple of unique bosses down there.
Definitely,
yeah. Like that
definitely.
Fire dog.
Definitely, yeah, there's a bunch.
It's like a boss rush?
I wasn't going to go into every single boss fight because that's, like, a lot, and without the pictures, it's kind of
yeah.
lackluster.
Yeah.
But
you
I wanted
paint
to
a picture with your words, Jamie.
Yeah.
It's the
so
art
actually,
of
instead of hosting, I'm actually going to let Ethan and Peter direct this, and I'm just going to talk about what they want to talk
about. I'll be describing the creatures through the form of interpretive dance.
yeah.
I'll be describing his dance.
Yeah,
so that's
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bloodborne, though.
Yeah, so the Great Ones. I wanted to talk about the Great Ones. Like Peter said, the Healing Church did find evidence of the Great Ones, both beneath Yharnam and within the forest of Birgenworth. There's a maze in Birgenworth, or Labyrinth.
Birgenworth?
Birgenworth.
Is that where the Swedish chef is from?
Yeah, it's a suburb of Sweden.
Birgenworth?
He's got Stockholm, Birgenworth, full of alien monsters.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Healing Church followed Chef Bjorg, I guess, for a long time. They were trying to find more about the Great Ones. And they were hidden from everyone. And they wanted to summon or harness the power of the Great Ones. Beings not of this world, powerful enough to be seen as gods. A lot of them look like Cthulhu monsters. They're just basically Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
Some of them look like spiders, some of them look like octopuses, like they look like a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
But they're basically,
they're all gross.
Yep. Some of them have transcended time and space themselves. Like
yeah.
they could be anything.
So they're just like a circle, like two sides or something? That's my best guess on what a fourth dimensional object looks like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I tried and I didn't catch that at all. Jamie, you're just like, oh, Ethan's gone crazy. Drinking too much alien blood.
Yeah, too much alien blood, dude.
Ethan transcended space and time again.
Yeah.
So men were seen going into this labyrinth of Beigenworth. Or I said Beigenworth, but it's Beigenworth. And an academy was built outside the labyrinth to try and understand what is called the truth.
Is that
the truth is like some getting close to the truth is getting close to knowing what the great ones are all about.
Yeah.
But it's something like an Elder Scroll where you can look at it, but it'll blind you. You can never quite get at it. Right.
It's just like an embarrassing secret that these great ones have.
Yeah. You
know, like, I hope nobody finds out about my foot fetish.
Yeah. Like, find a weird folder with all this weird foot porn.
Yeah.
They have tentacles, right? They don't have feet.
I picture like a tentacle faced monster, and each one of its like tentacles hanging from its mouth has a high heel on the end. Yeah.
Well, there is that one boss. It's like Ibriatus or whatever, the daughter of the cosmos. She's the anemone thing with all the eyes on her.
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, there's like her with a bunch of high heels. Yeah.
Anybody who knows how to mod, please like just mod some high heels, like high heel, like knee high boots on all the old. Yeah, like the spider monster, just like eight knee high boots. Like
PS4 mods.
Yeah.
So men were sent to this labyrinth to get closer to the truth. The truth seems to be a terrible thing, and it slowly breaks the mind of anyone who delves too.
So they're really leaning into the Lovecraft now.
Yeah,
right?
it's
it
very
was a statue
Lovecraft.
So horrific that when he saw it, he went mad.
Yeah,
couldn't describe it to you though.
Yeah,
yeah. No.
Thanks, Lovecraft.
Well, how could you? You'd go mad.
If you could describe it, then you wouldn't go mad.
Or you would go mad, and nobody would buy your next book.
Yep.
Or everybody would buy his book. Yeah. I don't know.
I saw a great comparison where somebody was like, yeah, so H.P. Lovecraft has a lot of weird racism where they just, like, on screen, it just says, Africans are scary equals alien fish monsters.
Yeah.
he was
very racist.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. And awful things also happen in Beigenworth.
Yay!
As a result, the church closed off not only the academy, but the entire forest and called it forbidden. This is, like, the fourth or fifth area you end up going to.
I have not been there yet.
Yeah. It's a lot of crazy people with fire and torches, people throwing jars of fire at you, weird
jars
wolf
of fire.
Monster.
It's like a fart in a jar.
Yeah.
Isn't it full of snake bundles?
There's snake bundles. There's like a lot of creepy crawlies. Yeah. It's not a fun place.
It's a spooky place.
It's the Halloween forest. They're just like, no, this Halloween ride has gone on too far.
Yeah.
I want to get off Mr. Bones' wild ride.
It's a fun area though. There's a lot of traps and stuff too, made by the villagers. There's a swamp underneath that has poison that you can't walk through unless
what?
You have
Lighttown?
Armor.
The fuck is wrong with the people who make the Souls games? What is the obsession that Miyazaki has with poison swamp?
They're sadists, dude.
Yeah. There's also a class of beasts within this game. I think it's in Near Beigenworth that are actually, while they tame the blood, they're poisoned by the poison. They're turning into beasts, but then become immune to the poison and some damage to you.
Oh, yeah.
Poison.
We heard you like poison, so we put some poison on your poison monster and put him in a poison swamp.
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
Poison for Beigenworth. Poison digested from alien blood in Beigenworth. Yeah. Beigenworth's poison.
Yeah. Whether or not the great ones are actually gods or just higher levels of being, they're not known. The important thing is that they exist, they have an influence on the world, and they appear to be ageless, but they can be killed.
The fact of the matter is they're probably not gods because you could totally just kill one with a...
Yeah, you can kill them.
Seems unlikely that they would be gods.
It depends on what universe, right? Like, some gods can be killed depending on which fantasy universe you want to think of.
Ascribe to.
Yeah, exactly.
And in certain states, Hercules, who's given the poison
in certain
by
states.
Pain and panic.
Yeah.
The little demons. This is not the Greek myth. This is the Disney movie.
Yes. In certain states, right? Like, and also in Kentucky, you can kill gods.
What's that?
In certain states, you can kill gods.
Oh, Kentucky.
Right? Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah, that's it. Kentucky is all good. Yeah, right in the middle of the Bible Belt, it's all good to kill gods, baby.
I heard you say Kentucky, but for some reason in my head, I was just like,
I heard you Kentucky. I was like, what?
Teach me how to Kentucky.
What would that dance move be? Like, eating chicken and praying? Like,
yeah.
Probably.
Oh, no. Yeah, so the strongest ones, okay, so you can't even perceive these great ones unless you get close enough to the truth or you gather enough insight, which is a currency in the game that makes you see more things.
Yes, so I know that apparently the amygdalas, which are like these big alien things that are like clinging to buildings.
There's only one.
You have to go sufficiently crazy to see it.
Yeah.
There's amygdala.
There's one amygdala, which is like considered a great one.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
There's not a bunch of them as far as I know. Amygdala is also the fight or flight part in your brain.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is like a cool little play on like in a fighting game where you would fight or
it's
run away.
It's the personification of that part of your brain or exactly. something. I don't know. Metaphors are easy.
What hey. Yo, we're making a game about going crazy.
Yeah.
Okay? I need a name for a monster. Like a brain thing. Amygdala.
He takes the first one. It's A. Just yeah, like exactly. First page. Like, amygdala.
just opens a book about the brain. It's amygdala.
Yeah. I love the idea that it's like fight or flight. So this thing, it's like when it's hidden, it's like, yeah, fight, fight, fight. Then as soon as it like shows itself, it's like, ooh, run back.
I think the first time you see that is you're going down the stairs towards this big building. And there's just a giant tentacle thing on top of the building, like looking over you as you're going down the stairs into it. And yeah. If you like look right at it, you'll pretty much like freeze in place.
Spoilers for anybody who's playing. If you're ever going down some stairs, you're going to know that the jump scare is coming.
It's not really a jump scare.
It's the fact that you're just going downstairs.
Yeah, you're also fighting like 10 guys at once on that staircase. So like it'll still surprise you, I guarantee you. You can know it's coming.
Surprised.
Yep. There's some other great ones that we know of. The Moon Presence, the creator who is the creator of the nightmare.
Moon Presence. Did Moon Santa bring those?
Oh god.
It's like because I've seen it. It's like this tentacle thing.
Yeah.
All these ribs hanging out. It's just like a fake beard.
Yeah. Or it's like coming out of a sack, like ooh.
Like down the chimney, just all the slime.
Yeah. Just goo.
Good joke. That was a great one.
Oh!
There's others like Odeon, Rom the Vacuous Spider you fight. Rom the Vacuous Spider, actually, once you beat him, it clears the haze, which shows the pink moon above you.
He's like the ditzy girl in high school.
So why?
So vacuous.
Oh, okay.
It's such a weird... It's like vacuous is airheaded or like...
Yeah, it's like somebody vacuumed up your brain.
Yeah, odd.
There's Murgo's Wet Nurse, amygdala you mentioned.
Murgo's Wet Nurse?
This is
the tit that all the great ones do suckle from.
Oh man, that's quite the fight actually. If you're interested in not playing the game and just want to see that fight, look it up. It's a good fight.
You see some titties.
Murgo is Mergot, by the way, to spell that.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, it didn't come up in my notes.
Oh, whatever.
The Celestial Emissary, the Brain of Mensis. There's a whole group of Mensis people, like a little cult, and Abriatus. Odeon, which is one of them, the first one I mentioned.
Odeon,
yeah. He's the one who transcended a physical body. He's just a voice and an influence. He's timeless. He makes him the most powerful, but yet the most indirect of the great ones.
And he's a circle, he's a sphere with two sides.
Can you see him?
No, because he's transcended in space.
Okay, but you never see it. He never like rematerializes in game?
If he did, I didn't realize because I didn't look up the lore before playing the game.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Nobody should really have to do it.
No, exactly.
Have to, but everyone should listen to a podcast that talks about it in a fun, jovial manner.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Now you don't have to look it up.
Hey, Peter, how about for the artwork you do a sphere with two sides?
I'll do that. If I disappear for a week and come back 100 years older, then you know that something went
terribly wrong.
Yeah. Where was I? So he is also the only great one explicitly referred to as male. The others are either female or not referred to as male.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kos is another one, right?
Kos? It's perhaps, yeah.
K-O-S?
I'm not sure. If it is, I didn't catch it.
That is
you would remember the one that's obviously like has a green name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kos.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's made of yogurt.
There's also the Thumerian civilization.
Yes.
So this is the people who really like the great ones, and they're the closest to the truth, as they say. Thumerians, what do you think a Thumerian would look like?
I mean, I already know.
Tentacle monster, no?
No, they kind of look more like lifeless corpses brought back to life. They're kind of like, some of them are spectral looking, some of them kind of look like zombie-like. They just look like people that are dead in some way or another.
Expired people.
Yeah.
They're like really pale.
They're they're people past their sell by date.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. they're ruled by Queen Yharnam. It was
just like that town we're talking about.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So Thumeria was the ancient civilization ruled by them, and it was populated by Thumerians.
Oh.
Imagine that. It's an ancient race of people who understood the truth.
So that's why the Great One is buried underneath it, I guess?
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe. That's actually a good... That's a good theory. As I was getting deeper into this lore, I was finding out that a lot of the lore are speculations. There's like three different timelines that could have happened. Oh my
God. That sounds about right.
I didn't get into deep.
From Software is not going to confirm anything.
Trying to keep all these eyes in my head instead of going crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
All these shoes in my
head. Yeah. Shoes? Yeah. That Sum 41 video, is like just him diving off into like a pool over and over again, like instead of going under. I picture that except just like a pool of blood with like octopus monsters.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Instead of going crazy. Yeah.
What does Slayer from Sum 41 look like? He's like ugly as fuck, eh?
He's like...
He's got frosted tips.
White guy with frosted tips and like spiky headed...
Hey, where's it? A choker.
That is choker. Too bad.
Well, I mean... This is what he looked like in 2004. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't heard or seen him like in 14 years.
They tried to get like more punk by the end. I think they had like Deadbeat Hero or something as a.
Okay.
I forget. Afterwards, they got less pop and more punk, but they weren't as well received. And then
people
are still listening to them. We're still more into the pop than the punk, anyway. Yeah. So I don't
anytime, and anybody who listens to punk wasn't about to go listen to Sum 41.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I respect what they did as artists because they were like, fuck. Pop.
Yeah.
Like, if we were going to listen to the Thumerians, or if we were going to listen to old Sum 41, it'd be the Thumerians. And new Sum 41 would be
The Yharnam.
Yharnamites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty.
That's why they went crazy. They listened to.
Yeah.
They're pretty underground, but they're still like. Nobody likes them because they're trying to shove stuff down your throat. Instead of music, it's worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the hunters from outside of Yharnam are real punk fans. And,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They come in and just kill.
Yeah.
Or they listen to nu metal.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Queen Yharnam was a medium for the Great Ones. So as cited by an item saying the choir discovered a medium, though she the only likely candidate, whatever that means, cryptic. Souls stuff.
Likely candidate for the truth.
Yeah.
She was a medium for the XL ones.
What's the XL one?
Extra large.
Oh.
Extra large. Oh.
Throwing a lot of spaghetti at the wall today.
Yeah.
Just like oxygen just everywhere.
Yeah. Eventually the Thumerians retreated into a deep labyrinth. Which
Under
is
Yharnam?
The dungeon system.
Oh, that's the...
In
oh,
Bloodborne.
The
exactly.
Okay.
Holy chalices being the only remnants of their ancient rituals to break the seals. So there are a bunch of headstones within the main hub or the Hunter's Refuge, the Hunter's Dream, in Bloodborne. So this is where you go back to level up your stuff, to suck up, to do whatever.
Doll.
Yeah. This is the doll to level up your stuff. There are a bunch of headstones moving up the stairs. And as you play through the game, you collect chalices. And you use these chalices along with other materials, often like blood or thing like that, to open up the dungeons through these headstones. Throughout the game, you'll unlock deeper and deeper, more difficult dungeons.
Okay.
And there's, what do you call it, unique bosses down there, unique loot, things like that.
Yeah, I know some of them. I know there's like the undead giant, there's the watchdog of the something, the
fire,
the flaming dog.
I fought the
Cerberus.
Yeah.
He's a lot like Cerberus.
Yeah. Wait, only one head?
Yeah.
He's not very much like...
I mean, it's like a fiery underworld dog. That's close.
The tough part about these things is you can't really stock up on potions, you can't stock up on blood vials or whatever, or anything you need before going down there. So you have to stock up a lot and really forage while you're down there and only heal sparingly.
Just gotta get good, man.
You gotta get good, exactly.
Get good.
There's a lot... It usually consists of looking for a lever... to open a door somewhere else in the dungeon, backtracking, fighting guys. There's like a lot of ogres and stuff down there that can really mess up your shit.
Yo, those dudes with the bricks are so easy to parry.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, I couldn't parry anything in the game, but the big dudes, the big ogre guys with the bricks, 100%. I don't think I ever fucking didn't parry.
So then you just find your timing.
Yeah. They're pretty easy too. So the parry system, usually use your gun to shoot them at when they're at the apex of the game.
Yeah.
So whenever they pull the brick up over their head, right before they're about to pull it down to smash it, you shoot them. Usually they'll drop down to one knee. It'll make a fun little ting noise so you know you hit it.
Yeah. It's like a headshot and like a
it's bullshit.
Shooter.
So people who watch the stream will remember that. I parried dudes a couple times during the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I attacked them, passed through their bodies. So I did not get a parry. I did no damage. And then they just stood back up and hit me.
Oh. See,
buggy bullshit.
Yeah, it's not bullshit whenever you dodge through a boss to hit him. That's fine.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm taking advantage of the game's mechanics. Yeah. I mean, come
your
on.
Invincibility frames are part of the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you dodge through.
Your invincibility frames are. Their iframes aren't.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't kill them in one hit. It's not fair.
Yeah, so...
Peter, can you pass this all?
Some chalices...
fuck you.
Some chalices led to other lands, and chalices are magic things that can
they're
be
cups.
In different places. Yeah.
Chalices
they're
are cups.
It, for anybody who's wondering, a chalice, a cup with a stem.
It's a cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think Indiana Jones when you had to choose
that
the chalice.
That was a grail.
Oh, that was a grail.
Grail and a chalice.
That was actually the holy grail.
Yeah, and it's not the one you'd think it is.
It was made of wood.
Yeah, it's clay. It was the subtle one. Because,
it was a clay cup.
Because, you know, Jesus is super subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
humble.
Yeah. I love that. I love
sit
that.
Down. Be humble. That was Jesus. He said that.
Jesus
hard.
Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kendrick
Christ.
Yeah, Kendrick Christ. That's good.
Fucking I love that scene. There. Like a buddy of mine will always do that scene out of context for some reason. Where like Sean Connery's lying on the floor and then it cuts between him and Indiana Jones and it's just like, oh, you gotta spell the Lord's name or whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, it's like Jehovah. And he's just like, he's lying on the ground, he's like, Jehovah. And then he cuts to Harrison Ford, he's like, J? And like, he like crashes through the floor.
And your friend acts this out himself?
Constantly.
Both characters, like,
dude, yeah.
Doing all the actions and everything?
Yeah, all the time. It's fucking ridiculous.
Just hanging out, like, walking, go to the movies. He's just like doing this in the movie theater, like, hey, Peter.
Jehovah starts with an eye.
Jehovah starts with an eye.
Yeah, Indy's afraid of snakes, and Sean Connery's afraid of rats? Or is it the opposite? Yeah, yeah, it's definitely
Indy is definitely afraid of snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Indy's afraid of snakes.
Because at the beginning of the movie, he falls in a train car full of snakes.
And he always says, I hate snakes.
Well, yeah, I hate snakes.
There's a snake in the...
That was my Harrison Ford.
There's a snake in the plane.
Yeah.
In the first film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Yep. Who did it first? Not Sam L. J.
Hell no.
It was Indiana Jones.
He is
first
sick of these fucking monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah.
Then we gotta open some freaking windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
TV edits, man.
Yeah, I know.
Do you miss those?
No.
Never mind. Yes, and guys. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Bloodborne pen. Fine.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so Garaman, he was the first hunter. He's the guy that you encounter in the Hunter's Dream or the hub area. He is in a wheelchair.
Why is he in a wheelchair?
That's a good question. And you would have to know the entire history of Garaman, which we don't. We know what we do know is
we'll
that...
We'll put him in a chair.
What put him in a chair? We're not sure, but he was the first to rise to tackle the beast problem.
It was a skateboarding act.
Now, rise, is that like... symbolically, or was he actually a standing person at that time?
He must have been a standing person because he was known to be the first fighter and a really great fighter. So I'm getting a bit ahead of myself to explain this.
We're spaghettiing here.
Yeah, I know. he was the closest one to actually fighting the moon, or like the great one that is
Moon Santa, moon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Moon Santa.
Yeah, exactly. it's mentioned that he was the closest to beating it, which probably means that's where he messed up.
Okay, yeah.
We could guess
this is
that.
His last shot.
We can guess that.
We when can he use context clues to there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Lore Boys canon.
But then he jumped in the way of a bullet that Moon Santa shot at him, and he was like, no, get down, Mr. President.
Yeah.
And he got shot in the back,
and
now he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I don't think it's super important why he's in a wheelchair, but it more shows that he used to be a great fighter, and he's past his prime.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was literally, he was going to fight the moon, and he's like on top of a cliff with like a homemade hang glider, and he just like runs off the cliff, and like the wings pulled up, and he just plummets.
Just immediately.
That's my trick hand glider. Yeah. It's also a cane.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, he came so close.
Immediately just like, oh, like a Looney Tunes
person. Yeah, exactly. It was a real Wile E. Coyote moment.
Yeah. There's like trick weapons within the game. I guess we didn't really elaborate on this. Garaman was the first one to use these trick weapons, but there is, my favorite is the saw cleaver, which it looks
it's
like.
It's a regular one.
Yeah. It's still trick. It's the one that you see on most of the things. Yeah, regular
no, I,
one.
I guess what I said was completely stupid. It's one of the starting weapons.
It's one of the starting weapons.
Yes.
Most people will use one of the starting weapons for the whole playthrough because they're really good. There's the threaded cane, which is a cane that also kind of has like a chain in it. And you're like pull it out.
It's like the ivy weapon.
Okay.
She's got a sword that's also a whip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's a cane that's sharp with that also has a whip inside it. There's a saw cleaver, which looks like something you could fold in half, and there's a saw on the outside and then a handle on the other that you can like cut people close range, but yeah. It also extends, so
it's like a stapler. Unfolds. You can flip the stapler open.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Exactly. So you can hit the people long range.
Yeah, exactly.
Long range stapler.
You get an extra 4 inches on your stapler to hit your enemies with.
So it makes a
other
long
hand
move.
Got a staple gun to parry guys. Bloodborne. He's like making photocopies.
Yeah. Just hallucinating on this
he
whole
just
time.
Woke up at like a staple to be along growing yeah, like there's it. People walking and like trying to just buy some shit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's it. Just running around the bureau girl like ah
yeah. Shoots like it hits a guy in the chest who takes a knee like oh yeah, damn yeah, it yeah. Critical attack
right only right as the guy lifts the stack of like a package
like
of paper.
200 papers.
Yeah, he's got like a yeah. box of paper. He like lifts it, like oh god, goes yeah. down on one knee.
Is Bloodborne guy an employee at Staples? Is that what's going on here?
I think
he's
so.
Just a crazy person.
Yeah, he's an employee.
No, he's an outsider.
Oh right, yeah, he works at a different office supply store.
yeah.
No,
he just works at the bulk barn next door.
Got a paper cut and was infected with lycanthropy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because there's been a lot of kind of crazy shit that we've been talking about. I will definitely incorporate a Bloodborne hunter at some point with a staple gun and a trick stapler into yeah. this week's artwork.
Yeah, there we go.
So Gearman, he's in a wheelchair. We know that it's probably because of his past career.
He fell off the ladder at
yeah.
Staples. Yeah. Broke his back on some PC speakers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. He redesigned the common clothing to provide better defense against the beast claws. This is way back,
ooh,
way before
and
he
showed
so up.
It's so breathable.
Though. Yeah.
This is antimicrobial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to give context to everyone at home for the actual lore, this is from way before you even get there. Gearman was like, when the beast first started showing up, he was the first one to take action.
He's a busy bitch.
Yeah, he's like, he's a fashion designer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's kind of like a Mongolian falconer. Right? Where he's just
wait,
like,
what?
God, the animal's claws just sink so deep into my skin. If only I had thicker gloves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What you're saying is Gearman invented thicker gloves.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is it. Yeah. It's like all the clothes. But
everybody was just
yeah.
running around naked getting yeah. threatened by beasts.
Yeah, that's it.
If only there was a simpler way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I want to pick up my gecko, but he keeps scratching me.
If only.
If only there was a better way. Just staying there like bloody hands, a lizard, just like yeah. licking yeah. it up. Like,
yeah, he created the first trick weapon, which is known as the Burial Blade.
Because he buried
it's a unique
it
weapon.
Into beasts.
Exactly, yeah. It's capable of transforming during battle to cater to Garaman's need for a long or short range weapon.
Okay. Like my Friday night, which yeah. was yesterday.
One of my favorite weapons in the game is called the Kirk Hammer.
Yes, that is my favorite
yeah,
at present. Yeah.
It's a very giant hammer that it's probably just as tall as you. You carry it over your shoulder, and you have like these big swinging attacks with this big, thick hammer. And also, you can leave the hammer on your back and just from the hilt pull out a sword that fits into the hammer.
It's okay. So fucking cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've used it before, Ethan. I remember you liking it when you played Bloodborne in my place like a year and a half
very
ago.
Possible.
The
yeah.
fucking
I always like big slow swings.
Yeah.
The combos for that weapon that incorporate the actual transformation like actually arouse me sexually because it's so fucking cool.
Just like last night?
Where you like swing a sword but then your other hand like grabs the hammerhead, swings it out, hits the guy again, then you like lock the fucking sword into the hammerhead
yeah.
and like,
yeah.
slam it down.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love the Kirk.
It's a really nice weapon.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a really nice weapon. And that's not a starting weapon. That's something that you have to buy.
You need to get a badge.
Yeah, you get a badge and then you buy it for like 10,000 blood echoes.
Blood echoes,
yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, I don't have any money, but I got big junk. I got all this blood here.
Yeah.
And then the guy's just like, and he's just like, good enough.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
gives you a hammer.
Yeah.
I have this Staples employee name tag.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You give me your. Then it's just a box of paper and he's just swinging it at people.
On a broomstick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gearman also basically made the martial art of fighting beasts. Like, if you watched his form, you'd have to like learn how to fight like him to do well against beasts. He was just the first one to fight against beasts effectively.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's so light on his toes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite the beast back in his day, but
he's
not
like
that
a river,
way.
He's a river
yeah,
dancer.
Not that way. The good
yeah.
way beast.
Yeah.
He was a river dancer.
Yeah.
And it really helped him. Now he's in a wheelchair. Sorry, mm-hmm. Gear. Never dance again.
Yeah.
Can
doesn't...
I fight beasts?
What can I fight beasts?
He hangs out in like a lodge with some creepy doll for the rest of his life.
Yeah, which might exist only in your imagination
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I remember the good days. So back when I would dance and fight beasts long hours into the night, now it's just me and my doll.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah. It's no confirmation of why Garamond started fighting the beast, but it's implied that someone hired him. Who do you think it would be?
Oh, it's guess. Probably, is it, are the hunters used to work for the Healing Church, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's probably the Healing Church who employed him, but it's not clear. I'm not sure what you would even pay someone. Do you pay someone in blood?
Yeah,
seems like
it. Blood, which turns people into beasts.
Like, yeah. But not all blood is bad blood, right? No. Like, this was...
But that was their thing, right? They're the ones that did this.
Yeah.
They're trying to get him to clean up their mess, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for killing all those werewolves. I guess you can just keep their blood as payment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah. Just pretty keep what much. You find, dude.
Mind if I make an imaginary workshop and like have a creepy doll with me the whole time? They're like, fine.
No, that's cool.
There's a build within...
watch that moon.
Your money.
There's a build within Bloodborne where you can become a beast as well. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So you can completely adopt the beasthood part of yourself and... go crazy and kill people as a beast. I haven't tried that playstyle, but I was looking up second playthroughs was a fun build.
Yeah.
People are saying build towards beast. The thing is, you have to fight like 3 or 4 bosses before you can actually get there. So you're going to be underpowered until you actually get to that point.
But yeah.
Then it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't like those kinds of builds.
Me
personally.
Either.
That's why I pyromancy in Dark Souls 3 is so garbage, because like all the good pyromancy is like halfway through the game, so you are just a giant piece of time.
Yeah.
If you want to build something other than a weapon, like arcane, the first decent arcane weapon is probably like 5 hours into the game of Bloodborne as well. So it's
it was broken in the first soul.
Magic?
Yeah.
Completely broken. Yeah, because the AI was too stupid to compensate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably hired by the church to work in the workshop due to his role as an inventor, and he's placed directly beneath the Healing Church Odeon Chapel, which is a great one.
Odeon. Yeah.
Garamond worked in the workshop presumably until his death. So they're saying he's dead, but he's also in the Hunter's Dream, like in the chair. So I don't know if he died. And
but the
came
Hunter's
back.
Dream is where you go when you die, anyway. So
in game.
I've been joking about it, but I'm pretty sure that the Hunter's Dream is not physically real.
I don't think so either, but I can't find a clear answer one way or another.
I love that he has a magic doll which can bring you back to life, but he just doesn't use it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good out here.
I mean, he's at the top of a flight of stairs in a wheelchair, so he just can't get to her.
That's the whole thing.
His nurse came by when they installed the wheelchair. They were just like, okay, anything else you need? He's like, no, thank you, nurse. You can go. She's like, okay, and then it leaves the dream. He's like, ah, man, I should really level up. And they look down the flight of stairs. He's like, son of a bitch!
All these books to read, finally.
He gets like, goes out onto the walkway, but it's not paved. It's like in the dirt. He's just like,
The doll
is my life now.
The doll is his teenage daughter, and she's like texting with like her earbuds in, listening to music. So he's fucking screaming for her, and she just can't hear him.
She's listening to Sum 41.
Yeah, exactly.
Bringing it back.
There's the full circle.
Yeah, so apparently the doll actually is mourning at one of his graves, too. And so the doll might be alive in the real world and then only manifest within the Hunter's Dream because it's mourning at his grave. There's like a bunch of weird shit going on that I can answer to.
Okay.
That's
considered a lot of Bloodborne. A lot of Souls lore in general.
Yeah.
Soulsborne lore is really interpretive.
Yeah.
Like
my dance.
Like his that he's doing right now.
Like that I'm
but
still
doing.
But he's
doing the whole time. Yeah.
I hope you guys have been enjoying it.
Yeah.
I hope all the listeners at home have been enjoying this interpretive dance.
So I've hit all the major points that I wanted to talk about for the game. So we know that Yharnam used to be a normal place. Blood messed it up, as Peter and I both knew.
Well, Yharnam, before it was Yharnam, was the Thumerian place. Was that a normal place? Would you call that normal?
Well, it's not really.
Alien god.
That is like so long ago and not elaborated upon. Yeah. We don't know.
Okay.
By the time we meet a Thumerian, they're... batchity and they want to kill you.
Who the fuck is you do see Queen Yharnam?
You can fight her as well. I think it's an optional quest because I did not fight her, but you may actually fight her. Honest, I played this game a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Come at me and tell me I'm wrong. I'm so okay with that, but you do run into Thumerians with him.
Yeah. And like I know in the college, and there's a bunch of other factions. I love Bloodborne, and like I think this is a really good introduction, but I would love it if you kept doing like maybe another episode or two about this.
Yeah,
where we get into like the different factions.
Yeah, for sure. I like Bloodborne. I don't like Bloodborne lore, to be honest.
Really?
I was happy to learn about it.
Yeah.
It makes me want to play it again. But everything is just so words. Like left up to my imagination that I don't want to have to write the lore for your game. Like, I'll look it up. I'll get a little bit of context. I only looked up the stuff that we know for sure. Like, we know that Dumerians were there. We know that the Great Ones were there. But all the speculation stuff I left out because, cool, like, if I want to read up on that. But I'm not canon, exactly. Yeah. I'm not super comfortable presenting that as my idea when it's just not even in the game or whatever. Yeah. But it's cool, really good game. I got to say, the lore is a little bit lackluster, but the game...
Yeah, that's a pretty good description of any of the subs.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of it left up to just... it's like, and what do you think, listener?
Yep. Yeah. Anyone who's playing on...
it's like a Mad Libs. Like...
Yeah, it really is.
Noun.
Yeah, that's it.
Created the Hunter's Dream. Yeah. Adjective.
The adjective ones were... Yeah, collected
were the chalice. Worshipped
by the a proper noun. Like.
Yeah, collected the chalice of adjective in order to fight the adjective noun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How the fuck would somebody in doing a Mad Lib be just like, yeah, it's like, it's like the Thumerian.
Yeah, that's
like
it. Proper noun, the Thumerian.
Yeah. Thumerians. You'll get it.
Yeah. German verbed the insert Earth satellite monster.
Yeah.
Earth satellite. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So much fan art.
Yeah. But the game is really good for anyone who's playing on PlayStation 4 and has a PS Plus membership and is listening to this when it comes out. Own Bloodborne. Yeah. You own Bloodborne. Yeah. So pick it up. Don't get discouraged. I did re-download it. I have it on my PlayStation.
You already
now.
Owned it. But...
I did already own it, but my physical copy is with Bobby Ferry, the guy who keeps macaroni in his pockets.
Macaroni pockets, Bob.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it back. Exactly.
I know you're listening.
Yeah. Also free is Ratchet and Clank, which I've played through New Game Plus, the only one that has come to PS4. So it is called Ratchet and Clank.
Advanced and Warfare.
It doesn't have
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have, like,
that's
an
a
extra
pseudo reboot.
Pseudo reboot? I guess, you could say it's that. Yeah. It was basically, they had a movie coming out, too, so it kind of plays into the movie and stuff. It's just a good Ratchet and Clank game. Walk around, shoot things. It's a fun little story.
Listen to Clank crack-wise. And...
Yeah, it's a good game.
But Ratchet, why would we do this?
Yeah, exactly. Really good game.
I mean, they're no Jack and Daxter, but... Yeah.
I've never played those games.
So. Anyone who's playing Bloodborne and wants to have a fun time for their first playthrough, stick with the Soft Lever. Go for strength and endurance. Build up a little, like, I think health is strength. If it's not... Oh, no, vitality.
Vitality.
Yeah. Go vitality and strength for the first little while. Get yourself your endurance up so you can get 4 hits off in a row without stopping, and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Co-op with Jamie. He is set aside. He's not going to go to work anymore.
No.
He's set aside an entire 3 weeks
to
play online co-op with every single one of you, actually.
Yep. We've put him into an isolation chamber, and that's all he's doing now.
That is a janky system for playing PvP, for playing with your friends.
The fucking bells.
You have to ring a bell, and then you have to set a passcode if you want to meet up with the right people. And if you don't set a right passcode, or you don't...
That's all the Soulsborne game, though.
No, Dark Souls 3 is fucking excellent.
I never played online.
Set a password. Okay. Make sure your buddy types in his password as well. And then just throw down your sign next to a landmark and just be like, yo, summon me here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, back when I was streaming on my old channel, I streamed with my dad and Jesse, who I used to live with. And, like, fucking, we just played through all of the DLC for Dark Souls 3.
Nice. Yep.
The DLC for Bloodborne is supposed to be very good. I haven't played it. It's supposed to be good if you get the game for free anyways and you like it, pick up the DLC. I'd like to at some point.
Support the developers.
Yep. Really great. Bloodborne 2. Bloodborne 2, has it been announced? There's been teasers for it.
No, there's a teaser for something called Shadows Die Twice from Software. At present, we have no idea what it's... Probably a working title.
Yeah.
Because the working title for Bloodborne was Project... Which could either be a Fire Ass Album or...
Project Beast from Jesus
Lamar.
Lamar.
Yeah, exactly. Sit down.
Give me the title.
Be humble. Eat your small mammals.
That's it.
Woodland creatures all around.
Yeah, only fish after Lent.
Drink monster blood.
That kind of sounds like Mazel Tov. Monster blood.
He turned wine into alien blood.
Yeah.
He turned water into wine, then wine into alien blood.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't make me do another Jesus art. I already had Jesus' nail.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's pretty much it for a very small look into the Bloodborne universe. If you'd like to elaborate more, send us a message or something. Let's talk about it. Let's start a discussion thread on Facebook. Let's start a tweet war about Bloodborne. I don't know what you want to do.
Wipe the frost off the windows, peek in on Bloodborne just now with this one. Good primer if we ever go into it again.
Yeah, no, definitely we can choose. There's still like factions that I didn't touch on. There's a whole thing about umbilical cords.
Thumerians were fucking aliens, weren't they? That's why Murgo, like Murgo's wet nurse, Murgo, as far as I know, is like an alien hybrid baby.
So Thumerians are people who got so close to the truth it changed them forever.
Okay.
That's my understanding of them. But if I'm wrong, let me know. And you can let me know if
more
I'm
like,
wrong.
More like Truth Marion.
James the Miller on Facebook. Ethan's got all the Thumerian jokes.
I got all the dumb jokes today.
Sorry, we've had a couple of good dad casts.
Yeah, definitely. A couple before we even press record. Yeah. I tripped over my wire for my mouse. And now that I say it out loud, it's not as funny. Well, but I
without missing
it.
A beat, he's like, "Oh, mousetrap!"
Yeah, it fell over.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm glad you told me that. Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Yeah. So, if you want more great jokes, you can find me at James the Miller on Facebook, JAYMILLK64 on PSN. A couple people of you have added me. Padawan, Wander,
Jeremy,
yeah. Oh, that's Jeremy Hunter.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast now. It's called Bad Dudes. I listened to the episode. Like,
yeah, we followed them on
that. Yeah, cool. You guys got to introduce yourself at the beginning, though, because I can't tell you.
That's fair. I felt the same way about our first recording. No one knew who we were. Yeah. Like,
we were huddled around your desk.
Yeah.
Two mics between the three of us.
You guys are talking about re-releasing that one, like, now.
It's rough.
The sound quality's bad. Yeah. We're not as polished as we are now. Yeah. Our perfectly polished product now.
Yeah, exactly. We're flawless, baby.
Yeah.
We're very talented.
We can't go. We have to re-release this. Show people we are human. We're not specifically designed robots built for podcasting.
Yeah, no.
Many people have forgotten that.
Ethan speaks into his nicer mic, but still in a binder full of foam that he bought.
That I glued with Elmer's glue. I arts and craft the shit out of this.
We're professional. Peter's got like an egg beater as the mic said.
Fuck shit about my egg beater. Fuck you.
It's just his mic's name.
So that's where you can find me. Where can I find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Pete O'Donohue. I do the artwork on the Lore Boys podcast on Instagram. So here's a final thing. The last thing I'm going to talk about this. My move is finished. Thank you very much to the Lore Boys. I mean, we recorded an episode after we moved there. No more delays. That's it. Everything. I had a bunch of family fucking crises. I had to move. And then all this other shit. It's all done. It's all over. It's all finished.
Peter's blood has been transfused.
I am filled with alien blood.
He has slayed his Thumerian sister.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's gone. That's good.
Yeah.
At Peter on Twitter, O'Manhue on DeviantArt if you want to download full-size 1080p versions of the art diamond. and what else? Lore Boys podcast on Facebook. I post a lot. Ethan's been absolutely killing it on our Twitter recently. So, Ethan, if you wanted to find you...
You can hit me up on the Pendragon unofficial fan forum. I go by Silas Lanier.
Okay.
I mostly hang out in the roleplay section.
Sweet.
So y'all want to roleplay, hit me up. We'll do some
I'm not sure if you're serious because you used to do that as a young kid.
That was my login to the Pendragon unofficial fan forum when I was 12 years old.
I was just about to say, that entire sentence to me might as well have been in a forum because it was entirely me.
It's a place I used to hang out and roleplay. It's where I got bit by the lore bug.
Oh, yeah.
And for anybody interested in supporting the Lore Boys, for everybody who signs up for Lore Boys Premium this week or Lore Boys Prime, I can never remember which one it is.
Yes,
we are giving out vouchers for our car wash, which we've been doing for the past couple weeks. It's been very cold because we do go out in bikinis and it is outside.
Yep.
Our water usually freezes over.
We got that nor'easter, though. That was a main big hit.
Yeah, so we're using the money from the car wash to raise enough money to buy these guys some new mics.
Yep.
All the money from the Lore Boys Prime will go to buying us some space heaters to keep us warm while we're doing the car wash so we don't die of hypothermia.
I find that if you drink a little beast blood before getting going, you're warm.
It really helps.
I mean, I've already lost 3 toes to frostbite.
Yeah. We have been using those jars of fire to keep ourselves warm.
Arguably, I could have worn flip-flops, but I've come out barefoot. I'm in high heels.
High heels.
Size 10 we're and all high heels.
All knee highs, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that is...
Constitutes.
A Lore Boys.
Out.
Out. enough, this triggered a thing in my head. A buddy of mine was talking. He was like at a bar, and like somebody, some girl there was like chatting with him, and then she was like, "Oh, do you want to kiss or whatever?" And he got really nervous. He was just like, "Yeah," and I didn't really know how to react. And then he just like spaghetti fell out of my pockets, which is like apparently a thing when you're just like bumbling.
Oh,
spaghetti fell out of my pockets.
Yeah, which is like when you're kind of like a bumbling idiot. Oh. It's just like, oh, spaghetti falls out of your pockets.
Well, I know, like, I've never heard specifically out of your pockets, but I've heard I spaghettied, which is like, I bumbled and I fucked up.
Okay, I've heard that from Carl Sagan, who does Mario Maker well. It's like, oh, this is full of spaghetti.
It's from the Eminem video, Mom Spaghetti. When that became a meme, kind of spaghettiing everywhere.
Every time I hear the word spaghetti, I always think about you in the Super Mario episode where you're like, I hope she made a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true. This is so long ago now. Our friend Bobby Ferry, all three of our friends have actually gone to the bar with pockets full of spaghetti and offered it to people. Yeah. And that's where I thought you were going.
It was macaroni, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pocket full of cooked macaroni in his pocket.
I didn't know that about Bobby. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love for people to at some point do like a how did they get here? Like a through line of our thought process. Where yeah. It's like, oh, we're gonna talk about Bloodborne, which is like a gothic game about alien werewolves, and now we're just constantly talking about
staples.
Office supplies.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
incidences of Bloodborne discussion versus office mentions of office supplies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a nice little graph.
Yeah, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.